We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew, coming now to chapter 10. It's really all one passage, but we're going to stop at verse 25, and Lord willing, next week we'll do the rest of it. Now, this is Jesus' ministry of the apostles, of his disciples, taking the gospel out to the people of the Jews. And we're told here who they are. It says here, interestingly, the names of the 12 apostles. Now, the word apostle has a technical and non-technical use. The non-technical use, it means those who are sent. That's the use that's being here. Later on, you have the official office and title of the apostles. Let's just say Judas Iscariot was not one of them. But this is prior to that, when Jesus is sending his message, and among those disciples who are going to carry the word of God and the message of Christ is Judas together with all the other disciples. And Jesus invests them with two things. One is authority, and the second is a message. The authority is very clear. They are to have power. It's in verse 1. Authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal every disease and every affliction. In verse 8, they're to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, and cast out demons. Now, what you see there is that when in the coming of Christ, when the gospel was first going out, it was attested to with authority by signs and wonders of those who were the messengers. And this was a work appropriate to the laying of the foundation of the church. People say, why aren't you raising the dead? Well, if I could, I would. People claim today to hold apostolic office. I don't hear about any claims of resurrections. And I think it would get around. Well, we have power, but this is not the groundbreaking initial entry of the Gospels. Hebrews 2 tells us for that time there was special authority given to them, but we still have power, and let's not downplay it. We do have miracles. We have people being healed. We have the ability to live a supernatural life, the way we love one another, the way that we are faithful in our marriages, the way we raise our children, the witness that we give are to have an authority, but it's not exactly this authority. It is derivative of it. Now, the message is to proclaim the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus says, you will keep doing this. You will not even go through all the towns of Judah before the Son of Man has come. Now, that is, of course, referring to his appearance publicly and officially in Jerusalem, in what we call now Holy Week, where he was crucified at the end. And so this is a preparation. And in a real sense, this ministry is an extension of John the Baptist's work, propelling people to be looking for the Messiah, and he's going to come, and they should believe him. We're also told of the persecution that will go with it. And they're going to be rejected by many people. And they're told that when you're rejected, you should shake the dust off your feet. Now, again, this is not a mandate that when you share the gospel with someone, if they don't believe, that you should write them off. There's a particular nature of what's going on at this particular time, but the principles will be true. We're to proclaim Christ in the face of opposition. The proclamation of Christ, when he's rejected, condemns those who hear. We will expect to suffer, but we have the privilege, not of telling them the kingdom of heaven is drawing near, but that it has come, and we proclaim Christ in the power of his Holy Spirit. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Matthew 10, 1-25. And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. The name of the 12 apostles are these: first Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You receive without paying, give without paying. Acquire no gold, nor silver, nor copper for your belts, no bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor a staff, for the laborer deserves his food. And whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it, and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it, and if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Truly I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.